cock.
All right, so welcome to the Patreon, where we are, for the first time in the history.
Cock watch, cock watch. No, it's
not the first time. We've looked at so many penises.
Yeah,
you looked at penises without me?
Yeah.
No, you were there for some of them.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay.
Well, let's
just, why don't we just keep going after this?
Yeah.
Why don't we just look at penises?
Let's do it.
I don't know if that's like our thing.
I think it, no, but I think we need to educate people on like what a penis looks like.
Do I have to ask my boyfriend for permission?
To look at a penis?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about
that. I don't think I do.
No, of course
to be
not.
Honest, Ludwig would give you permission so
fast. Yeah, he would be like, okay.
He wouldn't even know the context.
I mean, if I was watching a movie and there was a penis, you don't have to ask for permission. That's not cheating, looking at a penis.
No.
Okay.
Some people think it's cheating to like watch porn when you have a partner.
No, they don't.
Some there people are think people that. Like that.
No,
there
definitely
that's
think
not
that.
A real fucking
No,
penis.
It is a thing.
I had an ex like
I
that.
I know people.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yep. You're not allowed to watch porn.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Insanity.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, but there are people like that. I disagree with it.
Yeah.
Because... You
I
know?
Disagree with it.
Yeah, I disagree with it. I think you should
I say
be able
the more
to...
porn, the merrier.
But what if you, like...
What if you're away?
Go ahead. Keep going.
Because...
Let's get into what
look,
you're
Look, I
wondering.
Don't think this is appropriate. But look, what if you know... What?
Okay, what if you know I'm not going to watch... Star? Yeah, that's... Yeah.
That's different. Yeah, that's
I mean,
different.
Once I knew Mia Malkova, I had to stop. I won't watch Mia Malkova porn.
Oh my God. Same exact experience. Yeah. Yeah. Once I knew her...
Yeah, I don't really know her that well. So.
Enjoy yourself.
I was going to say, what if, where's the cutoff? Yeah. You meet him in passing?
No, for me, it was more that I just, like, I know her on a personal level. I've seen her in her sweatpants. We've done an escape room together. Right. I just can't watch her get railed and be like, oh.
No,
yeah.
No, it's, yeah, it definitely no, changes.
Yeah,
it changes.
I immediately was like, oh, she my friend.
Yeah. It changes, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to watch her get choked.
Right. No, yeah. I agree wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what if does you this know have them, to do with the objectification of porn stars that we...
No.
Yeah, it's a good question.
No, yeah.
Yeah,
I was thinking about the porn that's just crazy. As long as you're not or for example, I think subscribing to OnlyFans is fine, but asking for specific stuff and chatting in a relationship?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So wait, okay. So there are some lines. I've had both lines in relationship. Well, one line in particular,
like it's not
which
definitely,
was
I guess it depends on
can
the
watch porn.
But, yeah. Oh, we do have an OnlyFans, well, Fansly content creator.
Oh,
here.
Yes, I'm a Fansly
you
content
show cock?
Creator. No, I don't.
Get out of here.
But hey, you never
chat. But he does chat.
Hey, hold on. Maybe one day.
All right.
Right? You do chat though.
If the money's right, I got you. The man's a businessman.
I do chat. I do chat with people. Hey, how's your day? Good. How are you?
Nice.
You do.
You seen Zone of Interest lately?
Of course I do.
Not really. I know
it's definitely me. I get up in those DMs. Cutie, I will open up my laptop.
Hey, you
want to come with me?
What's up, stud? Want to come over and watch Schindler's List?
Wait. That's amazing. That's what you're doing on your laptop?
Chatting with my supporters?
Yes.
Bro.
You should get a bot for that.
I was always wondering, like, what the fuck's this guy doing on his laptop? He has no job.
Excuse me. I am planning several shows.
He goes to Starbucks, and that's what he's doing.
I don't go to Starbucks anymore because it's on the list.
Oh, right. It's on the list.
Oh.
Yeah, I stopped going to Starbucks.
What's a good coffee place?
Barney's Beanery.
Pete's is owned by Palestinian, I think.
Okay.
Peach coffee. That's where
I'm
I go.
A big. You know what? That's, I like Pete's actually. I get Nespresso pods from Pete's.
Mm-hmm. So anyway,
cockwatch.
Back to cockwatch.
Let's see. She's got a. She or they have. They. I don't know what's going on. They.
Well,
have
this
a
is from Antichrist.
Yep.
And this is the fake cock.
No, this is. So they got a stunt cock.
Right.
This is a real man.
But it's not,
Willem, not
Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe.
Okay.
Let's All right, see. Let's watch this guy get jacked off, I guess.
Where do
Attention.
Oh, God.
This is not a dating site. This is not a dating site.
Oh, God.
Ugly
we
old
gotta
women.
Get through the ad.
You have to fuck ugly old women or you'll be kicked off the site. I love that. I love
what
that.
What a weird.
This is a little late for me to say this, but if you are under the age of 18, please leave. Please leave. That was crazy. I'm so sorry. Oh my God.
You have to fuck.
That's not even ugly old That's not even ladies. An appetizing ad.
Hello,
like, what?
HR.
Well, see, I've thought about
to
this.
To you, it's not. Right?
Well, that's the thing. I've actually thought about this because it's not to me either, but. The idea that you're forced to fuck an old woman there are people that want to fuck them, but because of society, won't.
How many people
want to
fuck those ladies?
I think it's something else.
Look at the
people. I think it's something else. Because these guys,
yeah,
they've been to the dating sites. They've been to the jerk-off sites.
Right.
They know it's all bullshit.
Right.
Put an old lady up there, this and they go, maybe this
maybe
is obtainable.
There is a horny old bitch that'll suck me off. Yeah, exactly.
If I'm ever that horny and desperate, I'll just kill myself.
Well,
I
let's
think.
Not get crazy.
See, he likes to
now
shame.
Now you're being ageist.
Yeah. He likes to shame old women.
Yep.
He doesn't like.
They need to get dick down too, Hassan.
Yeah, bro. You're going to be an old man one day. What are you going to do? Not on a fake dating app that's not for dating, but for fucking. Yeah. They go to the fucking old folks home to get dick down.
Well, maybe some old ladies want to fuck young men.
Yeah.
Old men get to fuck young women in our society.
That's right.
I'm being double standard. I'm being misogynistic.
Yeah, you're pissing us off.
You're pissing us off.
I think old women should fuck more.
This is going to be
we cannot.
This is going to be the second podcast.
Can we get
that
to this
cop?
Okay,
from.
Yeah.
I'm helping you.
You oh, damn. Me
wait, this is the wrong scene. I think this is where she cuts his dick off.
but still a fake cock.
It might be.
I don't want to see his penis get dicked off.
She's jerking him off. She's jerking him
the
off.
The one I was looking for is in a shower. But
let's just see it get
this
jerked
is,
off.
Okay.
Well, let's see this
we're
one.
We're already here. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
That is a pretty fat hog. Oh, shit.
This movie is so traumatic.
Oh, damn. They're just fucking
Jesus.
Right now. We barely saw the cock. Okay, so they had to quit. Oh! She just walloped him on the dick.
We didn't see the jerk off at all.
It's coming. It's coming, isn't it?
No, that's the...
Oh, his dick is hard. He's knocked out, and his dick is hard. Respect. That, honestly, I cannot relate to that at all.
Yeah.
I gotta have all my... I gotta... Oh.
So that's the tinier cock that they brought in.
Yes.
Wow. That's a
if
pretty big
piece. You
don't
understand how big the big cock is.
Yeah.
Oh! He just nutted blood.
I didn't see it, thank God.
Is it because he's the Antichrist that he's not in
that movie is so profoundly
I haven't
fucked
seen
up,
it, yeah.
And that was the wrong scene. But
that's all right, is... we got a taste of the dick.
All right, let's see the Cooper cock.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's see Cooper
do you
cock.
Think, well, I guess I was going to say, do you think he would appreciate this? But he literally did it for a documentary.
Yeah.
Let's look at it. Cooper cock.
What did he appreciate? He's talking about how big his dick is on every fucking
lately,
TV show.
No, you don't understand. Lately, every time we have like a famous gay celebrity... that we're talking about on the podcast, Austin speaks as though he is like going to see
the
them next week.
You never know.
He literally
the gay community is a small world.
We had to extract this confession out of him that he would like. He thought Troye Sivan was hot, and that he would want to fuck him.
What's wrong with that? He's a hot guy.
He's a very
you
hot
like
guy.
Twinks.
I do, but
he's a famous twink. What's
that's
wrong
right.
with that?
He's a top. He's not a bottom.
He's
it's
not
incompatible.
A
here's the deal.
Really?
If, yeah, if he's a femme I top. Let's say this here. Clip that I would. Certainly put on my TikTok.
Yeah.
Goes
viral.
And in the clip, I'm saying, I would fuck Troye Sivan. Yeah, I want to fuck Troye Sivan. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, fast forward a few years down the road, I'm in a VIP section with Troye Sivan.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you got to fuck him.
And, yeah. But I mean,
money where your mouth
I'll
is.
Be honest. I will say, if somebody said...
I haven't recovered.
If somebody said they wanted to fuck me,
yeah.
If they were hot, that never would ruin their chances.
Of course
what?
Not.
So
you know what I mean?
Wait, you're saying so? You're saying
wait,
you're
now so you're worried that Troye Sivan is going to see it and it's going to ruin your chances?
No, Troye Sivan. I'm not Troye Sivan's type. We got the same type.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
You know, no,
that's the problem.
No,
otherwise
it is. No, it is. I'm not attracted.
I'm not Harry Styles' type.
No, it's not true.
So I'm fine.
Yeah.
Well, I know what you mean though because there is. I certainly, you know, you guys have been around me. I'll really let my. I can't. Since I gotta let my mouth shoot off,
free flat right. fly,
and so yes, that will probably lead to some. I've said, I mean, at almost every time someone comes up, I'd be like,
"It was it was really awkward when you know you were hanging around Dua Lipa and she was like, Stavi, baby, like I love you,
yeah.
But I remember what you said.
I'm
about
like,
how-
listen, no Kosovars, bitch, get off my dick,
no.
Greeks only,
yeah.
No inferior Serbs, no matter how fucking hot you are." No ethnic Albanians.
Okay. The entire world is Albanian.
Psych, I might be willing to make myself a little exception in Dua's case.
It was just awkward interaction when Dua was like, I wanted to fuck you, but then you said those things.
You were saying that just, weird stuff on the stream.
I just wanted to be respectful to Troye Sivan.
Right.
So I was just being respectful.
Right.
Let's see Cooper Cox cock. Yeah.
Having said that, let's transition from that.
Let's pull that dick up.
Come on, Marsh.
Let's see cock.
So as soon as you got to see a gay guy's cock, you can't pull it up.
If you don't pull it up soon, I'm not going to let you use incognito.
Oh, no.
We got to see his dick. Cooper Cox cock.
Shower scene.
Just cock.
Mister, penis. I'm producing another podcast and they never make me pull up cock. Oh, God.
Wait, I think it's this 56 second one.
You're diabolical.
There we go.
Getting to the point where you know the seconds.
Be careful.
If I could only choose.
Oh, fuck. No,
no, it's Daily Motion. They don't got horny grandmas on here.
Horny grandmas.
Oh, I forgot about Daily Motion. This used to have
some
good stuff.
What is this ad? Like, I don't even understand.
You can turn the graphics off on ads.
What?
Oh, it just did it naturally.
That's weird.
Interesting.
Okay.
Maybe it is horny grandma. Yeah. Y'all play that fucking shit down.
All right.
Oh, no.
Come on, show it.
There's no way.
Fuck. All right, you gotta go back to Google Images.
You gotta go to X.
Come on, man. What is it, your first fucking day on the internet? I can't believe you got God by that.
Show us the cock.
We want cock. We want cock.
I can take it or leave it.
You know, fuck. No, you got to see this cock.
I've seen it. I watched it.
Wait, you've seen it?
Yeah.
All right, let me just log into Netflix on my phone.
I just love my first
was
fucking...
Was it a good cock?
My first fucking reaction.
We're going to find out
soon. It was impressive. It was like that one guy's in the bathtub one.
Bathtub one?
Barry Keoghan.
Wait, was that the...
Saltburn.
Saltburn.
I still haven't seen Barry's cock.
There's another dude... He's the one who got in a weird age gap relationship with a woman director. Reverse age gap. The ladies older.
Not
Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher. No.
I know who you're talking about.
Because Ashton Kutcher went both ways.
Yes, you can. All right, let me get this.
The person is Aaron Taylor Johnson has a fat one too.
Yeah, oh, he does.
I don't know who that is.
Man.
Yeah, you're right. He is in the reverse age gap. He was in Kick-Ass, and then he was in a bunch of shit since then. He was Wanda's brother. What's the guy's name? Coke cock.
I found his cock in like 2 seconds.
Let me see it.
Damn.
Let me see it.
I mean, hold on. I'm gonna
send it to Marsh. I want
to
see it on the big screen.
Save it to photos, and then we're gonna make
Marsh pull this.
Nice try, Marsh.
I'm sitting on the big screen, flopping about.
Nice try.
Wait, did you find a photo?
I found a photo from a different movie where he had his
hog. Oh, cool. All right. So this is something fresh.
Whoa.
Nice. Nice soft dick. Zoom in on that for me, Marsh. That's a nice piece right there.
He's got
It's not that. I thought he had like.
Oh, come
it's
on!
It's soft.
It's nice. I thought he. I thought.
You know
it was
what?
Like,
I've had enough of you.
Yeah, come on.
Now that dick's not even that big.
I used to be fat.
That cock's normal. Fuck you, Hassan.
You are perpetuating dick stereotypes.
That's a huge dick.
Look at his balls.
What?
Why would you say that?
I didn't say anything.
He had big dick. Yeah, he had.
What?
Big balls.
That makes me happy.
Yeah. What?
Because that's considered a big dick.
Okay.
It's not that big of a dick. It's a big dick.
God, but
it's
I know what that thing is going to become.
Yeah.
I know. I've seen enough penises.
We got big fat cocks.
Fuck both of you guys. And your big ass dicks.
Because the Willem Dafoe. Okay. The Willem Dafoe one, like, that's.
Well, it was so hard, you motherfucker. You want, let's get this guy. Yeah. You know him, right?
This is what I'm saying.
Marsh. Get his dick hard, Marsh. Yeah.
Use ChatGPT.
Run that through an AI. What is this shit good for?
To extrapolate.
If we can't see a soft cock if they can't get it hard.
Again, the issue is.
What have we all got global warming for if we can't run a couple supercomputers to make that dick hard?
People have been watching too much porn. Sure. So the perception of penises is skewed.
Mm-hmm.
I was not matching that off of pornographic material.
All right, we get it. You're talking about your dick being big.
I'm not.
You are.
I wouldn't say this is an average penis. I will, however, say
that is an above that average penis.
When someone says like monster cock, I'm assuming it's
it was soft.
I
know.
Did you see the balls?
He's like low hanging ass balls.
But they were plump.
Yeah, they were plump.
He was on camera.
Could you imagine? Sure. That's an on camera.
Do balls contribute to overall penis size?
No, they just, I don't know.
He's just like a fan.
I do. I like a nice pair of balls. I do.
That's nice, man.
I do.
Cutie, what do you want to talk about? We'll move off this shit.
Sorry. We keep talking about
penises. All right, cock watch is over.
All right, boo. Let's get back to boring cutie stuff.
I haven't told you guys about boob tube.
Oh, shit. Now we're talking.
Boob talk.
No, but I did watch that. I watched the monsters, and then I watched the documentary.
Yeah, documentary
about the Menendez brothers, where they have 20 years of interviews with them that they go through. And essentially, this whole Menendez brothers craze started because of TikTok.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
TikTok goes, they still do this. We're like the same thing, like Ted Bundy, when he was in jail, he had like hundreds of women writing to him because they thought he was hot shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people were watching Menendez brothers clips and being like, oh, they're so hot, but also talking about they got like severely sexually abused as children.
Yes.
And the most fascinating thing about the whole documentary is, number one, I didn't know that. Like, I just knew they murdered their parents, right? You ever hear about. I didn't know, like, maybe they had a reason. I didn't know maybe they had a reason.
I mean, true.
And the first court case, the whole point of the defendants, so their lawyers were to be like, hey, they were abused for years and years and years and years. And, you know, like,
of course,
like they should still go to jail, but maybe it's manslaughter instead of first degree murder or whatever.
Yeah.
And the plaintiff was like, no, it's first degree murder. And then it came to a mistrial. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
Yeah. I actually did not.
It was a mistrial.
I don't know shit about them, except after they killed their parents, they went to a Knicks game and they're in the background of a Mark Jackson card.
Slam dunk.
The Menendez brothers are in the background.
No way.
Yeah, it's kind of sick, actually. Yeah. Marsh, you want to pull that up? Yeah. No cock in that.
Menendez basketball card.
Menendez brothers basketball card.
It
Mark
wasn't
Jackson.
The same night. The same night they went to, they tried to get a movie theater ticket to have an alibi, but they wouldn't sell it to him. And so then they came back and were just like, oh, we just saw it. We were at a movie. But they had no ticket.
They were like, sorry, this is a rated R production. You need your parents.
But then they went on a big spending spree after they got the inheritance.
That's awesome.
They went courtside at the Knicks and they're in the background of the.
Yeah, that's a
Mark
great.
Mark Jackson.
Was this after? How long did it take him to get
caught?
That's
only $93. I feel like that should go for higher.
9 months, damn.
Yeah. And did they actually get, was the documentary accurate? Or the Monsters documentary?
Monsters was not accurate.
Was not accurate.
No, not, well, I mean, it's very loose. But, so it goes to mistrial. And so they have to do the retrial. In between the mistrial and the retrial, O.J. Simpson.
Uh-huh.
And O.J. Simpson gets shown as guilty. And so everybody's fucking livid. Right. And then also Menendez brothers was the first like televised.
Yeah.
Right. And so this judge at the Menendez case, he starts getting all this hate mail. That's like, you fucking fool. Mm-hmm. You let that happen in your courtroom. You're a bozo. And he's like hurt.
Wow. He's like, I'm not a bozo. I'm going to show them.
Yeah. So then number one, everybody's really mad because O.J. Simpson went free.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Menendez brothers come back for their second trial. The judge goes, oh, it doesn't matter. This court case is not about levels of murder. This is either murder or no murder. That's it.
Wow.
You can't decide if they get 10 years or if they get life.
Oh, like, why was there a mistrial?
Because it was this hung jury.
Yeah. Huh. The jury couldn't
decide.
Which
is a bunch of juries with big cocks.
Yeah. They all saw us cock in the shower.
Yeah. Sorry. It's also
so stupid.
In retrospect, it's actually one of like to be considered Saturday Night Live's most shameful moments.
Yeah.
Because they were so hot on making fun of the OJ trial that they were going in on the Menendez and like really making light of this like awful murder where these kids had been sexually hurt, like destroyed.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people just didn't believe the Menendez at all.
Yeah.
Damn.
And now, like, in retrospect, a lot of people look back and they're like, how was America's perspective so skewed on this?
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was a bunch of credible evidence
Oh my God.
That they
so
had
credible.
Been really like, fucked mm-hmm. up by
even
their
the sister of the man who got murdered, the father, like their aunt goes and she's like, yeah, I saw the dad abuse them. Like
Jesus
the
Christ.
Aunt wouldn't say that if she thought like, you know, like, yeah. hello, like that is his yeah. sister. Like what is going on?
So what's happened? There's something that's happened well,
the
recently.
Other really fucked yeah. up thing before we move on to the present day is part of the sentencing. The Menendez brothers were like peas and carrots. Like they did everything together. The judge made sure that they couldn't be in the same yeah. jail.
Oh, wow.
And they only have like recently been put in the same prison like years and years wow. and years later.
Wow. Yeah. That's wild.
So the second trial happens and the judge goes, well, number one, they don't have women battered syndrome because they're not women, which is crazy because yeah. it's like they were children. They couldn't like you can't leave the guy that's sexually harassing you or abusing you when he says, I'm going to murder you. Like, yeah, yeah, you know, yeah. if you tell it like so, it's just like it's just crazy. So the jury goes and their only choice due to the judge's like structure or whatever is murder or no murder. So all the jury says, okay, murder. So then the Menendez brothers go to jail and whatever. But during this documentary, this is the thing that makes it like incredibly interesting, is they reached out to the defendants, those lawyers, to talk during this documentary and both of them declined. They said, you know what? The law, the trials happened and we just go with the law and like I defended my clients to the best of my ability and blah, blah, blah. But however, this woman who was a part of the plaintiff's team, she goes on this documentary that's been seen by millions of people at this point, probably. And she's like, they made it all up. They weren't sexually abused. Crocodile wow. tears. Yeah. And then she goes, and you TikTokers, I have guns in my house, so don't even try me. I'll use them.
Wait, wait, the plaintiff. Wait, wait, the one that defended.
The one that defend, like the one that
the
put
person
them in jail.
On the defendant's oh. team or the plaintiff. Plaintiff.
Yeah,
the oh. plaintiff.
Wait, wait, so,
no, why the fuck would the plaintiff know that? Like they
yeah,
made
she
it
was,
up.
Yeah, she was literally. She was. She that was her case.
That was yeah, exactly.
It
yeah.
was her case.
So she just decided that yeah. Even though, again, she they went had on very TikTok credible and, sources yeah. that said that.
She went on to that. Of course she's going to say that.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. it's crazy. Yeah. It's absurd.
How old Why would she do that? How old is she now?
Oh, she's like...
To assuage her guilty 60, conscience.
Maybe?
Yeah. Okay.
But so, she was like... like people are like dragging her because she was like pure evil about it. Like yeah. if you watch back the clips, like I don't... I don't yeah. Listen, I believe they got sexually abused.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
It's really crazy how perspective change, which brings me to today's America Me Up. Very quick one, quick header, quick graphic. It's more of a discussion.
Okay.
Because it seems as though through some litigation in the UK, soon the term bald will be a protected term.
Oh, my God.
No way.
That can be used only as sexual harassment against men.
Wow.
What?
Interesting.
But can't women be bald
the judge,
too?
The judge is finding that bald is a typically male-associated word. So people calling men bald is a pejorative.
Mm.
So that's it. I'm out. Too much woke.
Well, oh, this is where you jump off with your full head of hair, you piece of shit.
You have full head
Wait,
hair
so this is in the United Kingdom.
This is in the United Kingdom.
Austin is literally thinking about how he can translate this to America.
But it's only a matter it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time till this hits the US, baby.
Yeah, but what does it even do?
It would be that if
like
you,
I can call a woman a cunt still, even though you're not supposed to.
Not at work, you can't.
Oh, well, my job?
So yeah, I can. There's other bunch of men being harassed for being bald.
So if somebody at your job calls you bald, you're yeah,
they can be charged with sexual harassment.
Hey, Bobby, baby. Hey, what do you Bobby? Think about this personally?
You,
as a person with a full head of hair.
What are you talking about? I have the most beautiful luscious hair.
As a person with a full
head
of luscious
head of hair,
hair.
So I'm taking my hat off to prove that I'm merely speaking theoretically.
Yeah.
As I, like everyone else here, has a full head of hair. Yeah, yeah. But I think it's I mean, it's just a word that means something.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what are we talking about here? It is fucking insane. But that also is what always happens, right?
There is literally...
Every word was just a scientific description for something.
I know, but there's no historic R-word? Discrimination associated with, like, being bald. You're not getting
but
passed off on
can't
job
just
opportunities.
Call a woman Maybe in your office,
you
buxom to her face.
True.
That's just a
no,
word.
No, because that's still directly associated with, like, gender-based discrimination
so
against
is
women.
Hair.
Mm-hmm. No, gender-based.
My dad dyed his hair one time for a, but he wasn't bald, but he dyed his hair.
What?
Thank Why God. Would you
darker, darker?
What does that have to do
interview,
with anything?
For a job interview.
Okay.
Oh, well, so he looked younger.
I think Kassan's finally off the progress train.
I'm done. I'm done with the progressive train. It's too far.
Yeah, I didn't know you. That. It's time That's to protect crazy. Our
world. Wokeness is too far. No, the point is that like historic discrimination associated with like an unchangeable quality of yourself makes the word more powerful or and like objectification of women obviously is historically relevant and Finally, still pretty relevant.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Are you trying to be a pick me right now? Is that what's going on? We're behind the paywall?
Always.
Anyway.
Why wouldn't you pick me?
But there's no such like discrimination towards being bald. George Costanza.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Yeah. Larry David, George
Fake
Costanza.
Fake guys. Those
Larry David's a real guy.
I know, but he's a fucking billionaire. But okay. Guy.
Exactly. My point proven.
No. He got rich in the shadows.
He was a not, man with hair,
and then yeah, Seinfeld. exactly. Of those two, who got to have the show? That's, fucking Seinfeld, the guy right. with the full head hair. Okay. And who's funnier?
I got
you
more.
Could argue Larry David's funnier, but who was bald? Larry David.
What about yeah. Mr. Clean?
Mr. That's Clean, a fictional.
That's
fake.
He's fake.
Oh, okay.
But he's also jacked, and you know.
Didn't know Mr. Clean is not a real person.
Okay, Johnny Sins.
Huge cock.
Huge cock.
If you have a huge cock, you get away with it.
Now, look, the point is, you can definitely triumph over a lot of adversity, right? But on average, a bald man is definitely treated worse for something he cannot
How
help.
How would you know?
I am the exception that proves the rule to everything.
How would you know? You have a full head of hair.
I my friends, dude. I talk to my bald friends.
You got a bald friend, huh?
I have bald friends. I have friends struggling with hair loss.
Me personally would never have a bald friend.
Yeah. Well, I just have an
would you
open
ever
heart.
Date a bald guy?
Sure.
I wouldn't.
See? There it is.
That's messed up.
There
I'm
it
sorry.
Is, and that's what these poor guys are up against.
Yeah, that is discrimination. I'm back on the woke train.
He's back in.
No, I'm kidding. I would date a bald guy.
This reminds me of my favorite Bible passage. It's in the Old Testament. March, pull up. Bald man bears.
I don't
children.
Think he'd ever.
Did I
man.
Tell you about this?
It's, no, it's hard to lose really? Hair by this. 23.
Yeah, I was just kidding. A fire.
I didn't even
fire at the orphanage.
That's fucked up.
Oh no!
It's really hard to lose your hair by 23.
Oh yeah, true.
Fuck, dude. Grease fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Grease this fire is my at the favorite high school. Bible. This is my favorite Bible passage. It's a passage where a bunch of children make fun of a bald man. They yes. say, "Go up, you bald head. Go up, you bald head."
Yeah.
And see, then he looks behind
wait,
him.
This is
historical.
Biblical.
Historical oppression.
This yeah. is biblical.
That's what you were looking for.
No, actually, it's worse than that. It's it
he's
turns
attacked
in,
by bears.
No, not him. The children are mauled by rabid, angry bears for the crime of making fun of a bald.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I have a hypothesis that pretty much every you can tell that every religion was like started by fat bald guys.
Yeah.
It's like everyone has a little hat that covers your bald spot.
Joseph Smith was
yarmulke,
skinny.
The fucking kufi. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and they True. All wear flowing
Cardinals,
robes.
Cardinals.
Yeah. They all have the little yeah. hat. And then every priest wears
Popes.
Flowing robes.
And yeah. and they make the motherfuckers who are not bald look bald by shaving the top of their
Friar
dome.
Fire Tuck.
Great point.
Yeah, See? They're like, hi, you have to be like me now.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
whole thing
is fucked Joseph up. Joseph Smith was skinty.
What does skinty mean?
Oh, you know.
Skinny?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see.
I have to give Stavi his roses because I'll be sitting there watching Netflix, watching my little show about tires.
Right.
And
yes.
all of a sudden this guy walks
I'm
in.
There. Yeah,
He's
yeah,
on the
yeah.
TV.
Oh, on That's the right. Shane Gillis show?
That's right.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I'm sitting there. I love me some John Mulaney.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there watching John Mulaney. And then all of a sudden he's on my
I
TV.
I was on that one too. Yeah.
Isn't that
yeah,
crazy?
That
you're on it
awesome.
Twice. You're
You're
on the
a movie star.
You had an interview and you were in the retail short.
And you
which
had
is
a special on there.
I do have a special
yeah.
on there.
Is it still on there?
Special coming
yeah.
out.
No, not for a little bit.
When are you
bit.
Going on tour again?
I am going on tour probably 2025. I'm going to do a big theater tour.
Coming to Portland?
Can Austin
I
go?
Will.
Can he fluff the crowd?
I'll go to
He
that.
Loves crowds.
I showed up
he
to loves
it.
Tour. He came to
Yeah, I came to a Portland show.
That was fun.
That was awesome. And I
they
got
sat,
harassed by your security.
Yeah, oh. they sat you weirdly. Like,
it was awkward. It was like
they
kinda
sat
like
him kind of behind the audience. Like
No, it was like I was behind the audience. Like backstage. I could kind
of
see
you from like the corner of my eye.
Yeah, it was kind
of
awkward.
I was like, is that Austin? I was so confused because I got him tickets and I was like, oh, they'll put him in a nice seat.
No.
And he was just kind of sitting in a place no one but me could see him.
It was kind of awkward. They put two chairs. Like side stage, off stage, yes. There were no other homosexuals in the building. It was just us. Side stage, and I couldn't even see. You were looking, obviously, at the audience.
I was looking. Yeah, you were kind of perpendicular.
And I couldn't hear because all the speakers were out there.
Shitty. You had the worst seat in the house.
No, I couldn't hear.
Supportive of you.
Or see shit, and so I was just like waiting for the audience to laugh. Yeah, I had to watch the fucking thing on Netflix.
Well, I definitely, in fact, I'm starting the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, perfect.
So I will be there pretty early.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I think in February I'm going
to be there.
Wow. March.
Now
I'll be there.
Now we know the next time Stavi's going to be on the stream and the pod.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Yeah. I'm coming back probably in a couple weeks. Tires schedule, if I get time off, I want to come back to LA.
They got a second season.
We got a second season, baby.
Which I'm excited about. I really liked it.
It was fun. I really like it a lot. And they're
that one clip from the show went crazy. The I used to have fun. This is not fun.
This is
bullshit.
Yeah. No, it's really funny. And Shane's great. McKeever, who directs it, super funny. And Steve Gerben, the guy who, you know, stars in it, is hilarious.
Are you still in New York?
Yeah, I'm between kind of New York and Baltimore.
Okay.
I got a little spot in Baltimore.
Oh, nice.
That was one of the first things you bought.
I bought a house. I bought a better house now because my family. I basically just, my real estate portfolio is two shitty homes my family lives in and a good home that I live in sometimes.
I like that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's nice. I fucking love it. But that is like, even when you get successful, like when you grow up poor, you're like, I need to really treat myself. I'm going to have a home in Baltimore. I'm gonna spend a summer.
What's the market like there? What can you get out there for?
It's good. It's not bad. I mean,
affordable.
It is way cheaper than fucking New York.
A
lot of rooftop decks. A lot of rooftop decks. And you know what? It's fucking nice. The area. I grew up in East Baltimore, and like there was a big park there. The water's there. When I was growing up, danger. People were getting fucked up in that park. Mm-hmm. You were getting stabbed by the water. It was like
Baltimore is on the way up.
It's nice.
I fucking love Baltimore. One of my best friends from Baltimore, and my dream is to go back with him and get absolutely obliterated at Secrets.
Yep.
Is that a gay bar?
It's a beach bar.
It sounds like a gay bar.
That's in Ocean
Secrets.
City.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah,
it
does sound like a gay bar.
That's a great name for a gay bar.
Secrets.
It's just one huge like. It's like a shed, and you just drink Malibu out of a fucking thing. It's themed as like secretly having gay sex.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you were describing.
I'm showing the theme.
A prospect of a gay. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, I was like, I was all into it.
It's
I
thought this was huge.
Like, whole whispers and secrets.
But no, Baltimore fucking rules, and it is funny because I was taking some time off and just chilling and like just kind of working on stuff slowly, living in Baltimore, going. And I felt so good.
Yeah.
And then I started like working, doing like five jobs at once. And I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
What
do we
You know what it's. So you understand. You need to explain to Hassan.
Yeah.
What it's like
Austin,
to live.
You're not doing five jobs at once.
Okay. No, but this was before he was doing five jobs.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
What it's like to live in your hometown.
Leisurely. Yeah.
It's a great experience.
I think it's nice.
Yeah.
I would move back to Princeton.
What?
I'd move back to Princeton.
See?
Interesting.
See?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess for me, it's that my family is there. It doesn't feel like you have to make a decision.
Yeah. I moved him out here, so.
Yeah, I respect that.
Next time I'm in Baltimore, can we hang out?
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
Literally,
I would
let
love
me
to
know.
Go to a
ball that would be really
game.
Funny if you would have been like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, dude, that would be. I'm actually kind of busy.
Only am just here for
I'm like, dude, yeah, I'll be busy then.
Dude, I bet if I told my friends I was hanging out with you, my Baltimore friends, they would go fucking crazy.
Yeah,
you guys are
you a hero? Are you a hometown hero?
I have to be a Baltimore hero.
I am. Yeah.
You get recognized
awesome.
A lot out there.
Oh yeah, it's pretty easy to be the most famous guy from Baltimore. It's like who?
It's
honestly,
you and Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
And that guy that punched those people.
Yep. Free him.
Oh yeah,
big three.
Free him. Yeah. He did nothing wrong. Now that we're behind the paywall, I can say he did nothing wrong.
Shit.
Yeah, he's not the first Ravens fan to hammer someone.
No, that's for sure. Yeah. Certainly not.
But we do have a classic. It's important. Everyone needs to go around. Your W's and your L's of the week.
Sure. Oh, fuck. It kind of had a short week.
It's a nice self.
It's hard to win or lose in a short week.
You should be able to find flowers every day.
Oh, God. Shit.
That's a good attitude, Q.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'm severely depressed. <Yeah. laughs> But I'm doing fine.
Go ahead.
No, I don't have a W yet. You guys.
No dubs.
Not yet. No, I'm thinking about it.
Airplane story.
We can go around with L's.
We know what I know what his W is. It's an airplane related event.
What is it?
Okay, fine. It's an airplane related event. I'm sorry, half my week has been spent on an airplane.
I'm not the one who said we should do this on Wednesday. Stavi's here for a while.
I like it on Wednesday.
I like it on a Wednesday, and we wanted to make it fit into his schedule.
I could have done it this weekend.
He could have.
We don't like it on the weekend.
We don't like it on the weekend. We wanted to get it done. Okay.
My W of the week. I love just being completely proven wrong and just changing tact.
It happens quite a lot with that side of the table.
No, I'll be honest, guys. I completely hijacked this week, and I was like,
it works for me. Wednesday, I don't give a fuck.
For him, and then I, you know?
Yeah.
It worked.
It works.
Why
it worked
did you? Perfect. What do you have to do this weekend?
Minnesota Vikings are playing the fucking Lions. Okay, it's an Sunday. Important game, and you guys are gonna get
fucking ripped after.
This guy talks like he knows Saturday. Football.
He doesn't know shit.
After what the Lions did.
Lions, yeah.
After what the Lions
you might lose actually
this past weekend. They're going to be hungry for
blood. How do you know this?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that the referee throwing the game for the fucking Dallas Cowboys last time around wasn't going to be a fucking pivotal event for the Detroit Lions to come back spectacular fashion.
I like the
Not
Lions.
Even stopping.
He's wearing an earpiece.
Until the last part of the goddamn game.
Why do you know this?
He probably read one article.
Who are you fucking that watches football?
Mr. Oh, you don't understand. The Vikings are great on defense. A defensive team, guess what, dude? Well, they play hard, okay? Your little boys are about
what
to fucking happening? Find out.
Okay, now you're getting outside
I feel like
the article.
I'm watching a dog play piano. What the fuck
you're
are you talking
about?
You're
about to learn what one of the most physical teams in the NFL are going to do to your fucking defensive team.
What the fuck with all your the shit you're dealing cup? With in politics? How are you focusing on this?
Yeah!
No, seriously.
Does Marat watch football?
No, he doesn't.
I know things.
No. How do you know? That's crazy. You know what? I'm real proud of you, but it's time to show. You need to start watching football. You need to cancel your streams.
I'll be watching. I'll be watching. I'll be rooting.
No, you won't.
I'll be rooting.
I swear to God, I promise. You won't even text me during the game.
No, okay, I will.
Who would you be rooting for?
He's rooting against me.
I'm rooting against you.
Whatever team my team is playing, he's rooting for them.
No, listen.
Did Felix teach you that?
No, Felix doesn't watch football.
Definitely not. Who taught you that?
He's a sport guy, though.
No, he only watches UFC.
He's a fighter. He likes fighting.
Yeah. Fuck. He probably hired like somebody or something like that.
Dude, I just know things, man. Don't worry about it. Okay. Go Lions.
My W of the week is I met a Fearan fan on the airplane, and they were a flight attendant.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they were so nice.
Will they fly with me?
I think they. I'll message them.
Okay.
I'll message them.
They became that close.
So they came over and they're like, big fan, by the way. And I was like, oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And they gave me a free snack box. Oh. They weren't even offering snack boxes. And I felt a little
That's
uncomfortable.
A W.
That's huge.
No, because like I was sitting next to people.
Right.
And like that I got the snack box.
The opulence.
Yeah.
You were like, flaunting it.
Yeah. They're like, are you hungry? You look hungry. And I was like, thank you. And I just felt bad because this elderly couple was like,
I'm so hungry. Yeah.
They were eating their Sun Chips and their water, and I had this huge snack box.
Mm-hmm.
And I would feel bad.
Yeah, I did. I started, but I ate the whole thing.
Oh, my blood sugar is low.
So anyway, that was my W.
Big win.
Snack box. Okay. What was
your L? I haven't gotten to that yet.
Okay.
I haven't lost yet this
week. You haven't lost.
Oh. No.
That's great.
I have a W and an L.
Okay. Go Hassan then.
W of the week had a banger stream today.
Okay.
I forgot that I had invited Noah Colwin of the Blowback Podcast, check it out, to stay at my place for a couple days. And he like texted me in the morning. He was like, oh, I'm pulling up. And I was like, oh shit, great. What a pleasant surprise. And also, I had already lined up
no
Savi.
Sheets, no clean sheets, no nothing like that. Mm-hmm. No, no, feel free. Austin's going to be here too, whatever. No. It's all good.
I have enough rooms. It's not a problem. That's not a problem. So it was a W because, like, you know, he came on the show, and then Felix came on the show, Stavi came on the show. It was really fun.
Great stream.
Had a banger of a stream, even though it got cut in between when I had like 50K people watching because my internet went out for like 20 minutes.
Oh, sucks.
It sucks, but it's fine. It is what it is. L of the week, already a slammed week for me, both W's and L's wise. My former podcast co-host of the Leftovers podcast did an entire two-hour-long episode about how apparently I am an extremist terrorist who loves anti-Semitism.
Damn.
So wow. That's a bit of an L.
Did he have your phones tapped? How did he know?
Yeah, he just because I kept using slurs all the time, so consistently.
And, that sucks.
I mean, it's nothing I haven't heard before. Of course, Stavros tells me that all the time for the absolute punishment that the Ottomans dealt to the Greeks.
Stavros, I don't know if
you will
saw
pay
this.
For your crimes.
Within 5 minutes of getting on his stream, was like, I didn't bring it in, but Hamas sent you a fruit basket.
He walked in, first thing he said, yeah, it tasted. Yeah. So.
You're insane.
That's awesome.
Nah, it's pretty funny. That's hilarious. That was
hilarious. A lot of dates.
Yeah. Yeah, they go heavy on the dates, man. So that was my W and my L. What about you, Will?
Oh shit. W. Devontae Adams is a Jet, but also something pretty cool. My manager, I've gotten really close with him, and as kind of a belated birthday gift, earlier this week, he handed me a tube, and he was like, "Hey, my boss at Brillstein, you know, really likes you, and I've talked about you, and I don't know if you know this, but he was Chris Farley's agent." And he knows how much you've based your career on Chris Farley, how that's your idol, how, you know, your dog is named Farley. You've shaped your life after this man. And he wanted to give you something. And he hands me a tube. And I'm like, what's this? And he just goes, open it later. It is one of the original movie posters from the premiere of Black Sheep. And
oh,
it's
wow.
signed
oh,
by both Chris Farley
oh.
and David Spade.
Oh.
And it's like one of five from the actual
oh,
premiere.
That's great.
That's cool.
It's amazing. Probably my most treasured possession. And
it is awesome. I mean, Tommy Boy is better, but yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Those five went fast, you son of a bitch.
That bike seems good too.
He's like, yeah, here's your shit.
I would have taken Beverly Hills Ninja as well.
I love that as a kid.
But I'm going to put it behind like Mona Lisa level incredible. Bulletproof glass or something.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
What about your L?
Ooh, my L. I'm trying to think what my L is. Oh, well, the Jets. But what is my biggest L of the week? Golly. I don't know, man. I'm just, you know, I'm feeling burnt out. I feel burnt out. I kind of want to go home and start streaming from North Carolina a little bit more.
That'd be nice. That
yeah.
Nice.
Stop, Cutie.
Oh.
He's our fucking podcast co-host. What the fuck do you mean that would be nice?
You need PTO. You may have it.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's true.
No.
I'm sorry about him. He does own the place, though.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. Guys, whatever
you are not getting your Rothy shoe this time.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't you dare think about unionizing.
Yeah. Fuck no.
This is a family over here. You don't have to worry about it. Sana has everybody's best interest at heart.
That's right.
Yeah.
Stabbing?
Let's see. I mean, Dub, my movie premieres. I can't believe it. It's crazy. I'm kind of excited. I haven't seen the movie. We edited it probably almost like 6 months ago.
Wow,
I haven't seen it.
That's crazy.
And it's like kind of cool because mostly what I do is live and I never, you can't like enjoy what you do because it's like I'm doing it in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
So I'm an active participant. This is the first time in my life I ever get to just be like in a crowd and watch something. So I'm excited for that. The L will be if it's not as good as I remember.
Mm.
And I have to sit through a fucking shitty movie.
God.
With everybody. But no, I'm fucking pumped. It's kind of crazy. And L's are just, you know, I've been healthy. I've been better. And then, you know, I am trying to act in more stuff. So we're shooting. I'm shooting something, and they got so many snacks around.
Mm. Oh, that's hard.
Got fucked up by all those snacks.
It's unfair. They have like Doritos, sandwiches, they got good shit.
Uncrustables of every type.
24 hours a day, seven days a week.
You feel wasteful when it's sitting out there, the crafty, and you're like, oh.
Let me get a little something.
I got just a little toy.
And I was doing so good. And then it was so, like, I ate like a fucking animal all day, and then I got home and I was like, well, today's a wash. Why don't I get some Popeyes at 10 p.m.? And I just fucking went in.
I'm gonna slather it in sauce.
Yeah. I went in. But, you know, what are you gonna do?
It's just a little trip, you know? It happened.
Yeah.
It sure made you happy.
It did. It actually kind of did.
When I break my diet, I break hard.
Yeah.
And once you're off the wagon.
I'm a little worried about this week because I'm just going city to city doing these screenings and going to be tough. But when I'm out, I'm going to fucking detox. Maybe I'll go back to the Baltimore dojo.
Yeah.
And detox beautifully.
Enjoy yourself. To Chicago? You deserve it.
I'm going to Chicago.
Oh, you're fucked.
I know. I know. I'm fucked. I'm fucked this week. There's no question about it.
Work. Worry about it next
week. But I'm just going to...
Yeah, when you get back.
Get in the Iron Paradise tomorrow, you know.
I'm going to turn that steak sandwich into biceps,
that's right, man. Yeah. Oh, my boy's looking... Right, dude. Yeah. How do I get my shit looking like this, dude?
You want to go to the gym with me?
Yeah.
No, it'll kill you.
Really?
No.
He has a very unorthodox workout regimen. It's weird.
He does ride a bike for like 4 hours
a day.
I'm
about volume. Yeah.
Oh, you're a volume guy.
You know that Rich Piana? Have you ever seen that Rich Piana movie where he's like, we're doing 8 hours of biceps?
My perfect day?
Yeah.
8 hour
That's
bicep.
You?
No, not so much anymore. I've learned to kind of chill out, but.
No, I don't want to anymore.
He works out weird.
Love working out.
I believe you.
I fucking put on my music. It's very gay. Lots of techno.
Yeah.
And I just fucking make myself.
I worked out with you before.
Yeah.
We were fucking doing biceps and triceps at the same time somehow.
Yeah. Turn and burn.
Yeah, it was crazy. The turn and burn.
My
That's
favorite
right.
workout.
Remember that? Switch. We're swapping.
Yeah.
Right?
And you gotta yell at each other.
Yeah.
And the first one to fail is
yes, it's
shame.
A competition.
Yeah, I know.
That's right. He pulled my pants down and spanked me in front of everybody at the gym.
It's called muscle confusion.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't talk shit about my training regimen any longer than we only believe you a little bit in my gym.
I felt that was the first homophobic environment
you
I've been to.
You told me that time. Workout was opposite end of the spectrum.
Yes, it was.
Like it was.
I disagree fundamentally with your workout regimen.
Jesus
wow,
Christ.
We're the dubs and L's segment. We're airing a lot of grievances. Yeah,
listen, dog. Hey, I got results right here, baby.
Because
I'm good.
This is what I believe. I don't believe you spend enough time on any particular muscle group.
What?
What do you do?
In order to break down the muscle,
I mean, it's work.
Hypertrophy. No, you look great. Don't worry. You look great. I'm just saying.
I was so worried.
No. You look great. He looks great.
Thank God, because he looks great,
he
and you're being mean to him. He's a beautiful boy.
He doesn't need
Thank
it.
You,
look,
Judy.
He's got hundreds of thousands of likes on FanCam.
How many?
You look great, but the philosophy I have, and Will shares, muscle hypertrophy, you got to break down the muscle to a point where it is going to get to a point where it's going to actually break down and then it's going to grow.
Bump. You got to assault
we
it.
Do it's going to grow. The way that we did it, it wasn't going to grow for me. It wasn't going to grow.
Okay.
It wasn't growing. And I can't go back to the gym because they're going to get wind of this.
Yeah, I'm going to tell them this.
And they're going to beat
I'm gonna
the shit out
your
of
ass.
Me.
I'm going to force your ass to the gym next time.
Look, I said nothing.
Look, I just disagree with it fundamentally.
Well, can we get to Cutie's dubs and L's, please?
Yes.
My L is that Ludwig's in Japan.
I thought he was in Paris.
No, dude.
It's just a picture of the
tower.
God, you're dumb, dude.
Oh, fuck. I am really fucking stupid. You know? I don't know how I got this far.
Don't be sad about that. He's in his favorite place.
I know, but I can't
right
sleep.
Place,
literally,
right time.
Can't sleep?
Yeah, when he's gone. Because I would be the perfect victim for ransom. Because you know he's in Japan because he's posting about it. You know he's wealthy, so you know it's time to kidnap the girlfriend and hold her for ransom.
Just stay in a hotel. That's what
Judy,
I
mean. Can I say something sincere?
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
If someone wanted to kidnap you, Ludwig is not going to.
You do, bitch?
Let's get you a gun.
Do you have any weapons?
Let's get you a gun.
I sleep with a knife under my pillow.
Under your pillow?
Yeah.
I have pepper spray and a bat.
Okay, you are. There's so much going on.
It's
there.
Really sharp.
A knife?
Yeah. Sometimes I think, what if I accidentally roll into it?
Yeah.
Honestly, like you are like legitimately fearful of being kidnapped and held for ransom.
Yeah, a little bit. We have security come when he's gone. Like that sits outside at night.
That's awesome.
That's the most, I mean, the security part is one thing, but like, that's fine. But thinking that you're actually going to get kidnapped and held for ransom is crazy.
Well, you know what you need to get?
You are not the son of like a Brazilian diplomat. What do you think is going on?
Kitty, I think you're valid. I think exactly the same
you
way.
You live in a safe place. Yeah. You're fine.
No, I live in LA.
I force my cats to sleep in my room with the door shut.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want to protect my
You know what you need
family.
To get? Large bore air rifle.
You guys are out of your minds.
It's basically like owning a gun with none of the regulations.
Nice. Wait, does it? Are they lethal?
Is that the one they use in No Country for Old Men?
I'm afraid.
No, that's a stud caliber. So a large bore air rifle is like a pellet gun, but they're like large shells, and the air compression is crazy. And you can get like a semi-automatic one, and like
I set my home up like Home Alone.
Someone apart
I have booby traps all over.
Yep.
What?
This is crazy.
Yeah, I do booby traps. Alarm too. Yeah, I got my
booby traps.
This is insane.
Sometimes I'll
like, do you heat the doorknob up?
No, but I'll put like something on the doorknob so I know if someone messed with it, it fell off. And I'll put my chair up against it.
Mm-hmm. I think you're describing mental illness.
No, she's perfectly okay.
It's paranoia.
No.
I
think she's very valid in this.
She's not.
You check your security cameras throughout the night.
Stop feeding her.
Yeah, no, I do the same things.
That's wrong.
You're also mentally ill.
Look, excuse you.
I didn't know that was a slur.
Yeah,
it's not.
Okay, people say that I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum in terms of like how chill I am about this sort of stuff, but like.
I don't think
there's any way to live. Like you can't.
Well,
live
I don't like
that.
Living that way.
Yeah, so just stop thinking about
we
it.
We had a lot of break-ins when I grew up. We had a lot of people break into our house.
But trauma.
And I got kidnapped.
You got kidnapped.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got kidnapped.
I remember that.
Well, that's
you
over.
Got kidnapped?
Yeah, she told us a story.
I don't remember the story.
So yeah, I just get a little spooked.
Yeah.
You got kidnapped?
But your life is so much better
for
now.
What? Your parents were broke.
They didn't know
what?
That. No, they got. We don't really know what her motive was, but she was schizophrenia.
That makes sense.
She just took me.
That's an L kidnapping. Like, honestly.
She said it was a birthday party and there was no party.
Yeah.
What was your
that must really? Have felt so shitty. You're
I know.
Like,
I showed
the cake?
But she had cupcakes. She gave me a cupcake, but I didn't eat the cupcake. And the police said it's good I didn't eat the cupcake.
Smart. It was.
So.
Good job.
Thank you.
Now you know what to do.
Don't eat the cupcake. My W is.
You didn't get kidnapped.
One of one custom pink diamond phase chain.
Yo, stop!
Phase Banks made for me.
I don't even want to fucking talk about this anymore. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's kind of.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Cool.
It's bullshit. I've done so much more for.
That's so cool.
I have done so much more for phase consistently throughout the years. I've phased the fuck up. I'm phase 9/11. I have my name for phase clarity.
Phase 9/11.
I don't think phase 9/11 really helps them.
Okay, first of all. Phase is very diverse. There's a lot of I wouldn't be the first Muslim Phase Clan member. There's a bunch of them. Okay. So that's number one.
Mm. Are they number all named two? After terrorist attacks?
Yeah, what?
Do you know
DJ Khaled's name was Arab Attack before 9/11?
I saw that.
I did not know that.
Awesome.
Damn.
That's awesome.
So he decided DJ Khaled?
DJ Khaled, you should be air.
Anyway, my other point is, I've been phasing out for a lot longer. You're a bandwagoner. You
okay,
did do a
lot
for
longer,
phase.
But I guess some you of us did, do it a lot better.
You did do a lot for phase in this new iteration of phase. That is true.
Oh,
you,
yeah, the non-sexist and non-homophobic version
yes,
of phase.
Yes, like
yeah.
The original phase. Like, I was with it. That's
yeah,
what
that's
I'm saying.
Bad. That's the problem.
That's why I deserve it more, because I'm misogynistic. What the fuck?
They've kicked a lot of people like you so that are no longer on phase. So maybe you need to self-reflect.
Yeah, I don't think they kicked him out for misogyny. They kicked the women out.
Well, yeah, they did that.
That's
too.
A good way to eliminate misogyny.
They kicked out Faiz Uday Hussein.
He was pacing up a little too hard. Yeah. Oh man, there's a crazy movie about his life from the perspective of a body double. I think it was
called. Yes.
I remember watching that. Uday Dude, I was.
I don't know who
I was actually kind of obsessed with the Saddam family. They're crazy.
Son.
Oh.
Who was a lunatic. HBO mini doc series, like docudrama series called House of Saddam. Definitely, I would recommend watching it. It's fucking dope. And then Uday Hussein's, like, specifically is the movie.
They got killed in, like, a drone strike, didn't they?
Uday Hussein? No.
Are they still alive?
No, they're dead. Definitely are dead. I think they were murdered, but I don't think it was a drone strike.
I read that book, Feeding Dictators. It's about private chefs that works for...
Whoa.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, one of them was fucking Fidel Castro. Like, anyway, sorry, go on.
I don't know what any of it means. Shout out to Fidel. I just read.
Yeah, Fidel's the goat.
He is kind of sick, actually.
But I read it, and I guess Saddam Hussein's son just like casually murdered Saddam's best friend one time.
Whoa.
Because he was like, they got an argument, and he just shot him. And then Saddam was like, even Saddam was like, that's fucked up.
That's crazy because Saddam Hussein did some crazy ass shit.
Well, it was his best friends.
He would just like point the motherfuckers on the crowd inside of the Iraqi parliament and be like, stand up. And the guy would be like, what? What? No, I love the Ba'athist regime. And he'd be like, nah, you're done. And they would just fucking
kill him,
blast him.
One time.
Yeah, he would kill people just to do a, like, just to.
Just to show that if you're not loyal.
Yeah, he was a bad
one of the chefs almost got killed. I forget who it was for, but the son got like a bunch of gas, and so they thought that the chef poisoned him.
Oh.
But then the doctor was like, no, he just has the farts.
Damn.
But the chef almost died.
Almost dying because some kid got fucking gas.
Fidel Castro's in the book too, right? Like they consider him a dictator.
I don't know anything. The book says that. I don't know what he did.
Neoliberals.
I already said my W. And your L?
He doesn't have one, he said.
Oh, yeah.
That's it? No, you got one.
No, my L, I was thinking about it. It was really petty. Stupid.
It's okay. Got to get it out.
It's fucking stupid, and I had it in my head, and I knew it was stupid.
You have another W.
You walked by the Holocaust Museum, and you came in your pants.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? What is that? Yeah!
What is that?
Why am I sitting next to him?
I didn't even hear what you said.
I do not condone these clips made.
What did
you
say?
I cannot handle it.
What did you say?
It's just kind of falling off our zone of interest riff.
Coming in your pants over World War II. And you came because...
I'm so glad I brought that up because I knew you would make a lot of comments off of that. Look.
That one was great.
Hassan is finally going to make me one of his famous
That's right.
sandwiches.
That's a W, not an L.
It's a W, I know.
I know.
What's so good about these egg sandwiches?
They're so delicious, and he would make them consistently while I was here and in front of me and then never offer
What's
me
the
one.
Style? What's the style of the egg sandwich?
I mean, they're healthy, but I get two low-calorie bread, nice. Two slices of low-calorie bread.
I'll throw them okay.
Throw two eggs sunny side up.
Sunny side, love that.
Okay.
Four
slices of turkey, but the good kind, not that shitty
turkey?
Kind. Yeah, turkey or ham. It doesn't matter. Sometimes I like to switch.
I like turkey bacon, but
sometimes
that's
I go turkey, sometimes I go ham. But remember, it's healthy. I would love bacon, not turkey bacon. I would love regular bacon.
Well, but a turkey bacon's a nice facsimile.
Well, the reason why I go with the sliced turkey is because it's 60 calories for four slices of turkey, and it's got a decent amount of protein in it.
Okay, all right, respect.
One reduced fat slice of cheddar cheese, sharp. Put that bad boy in between the two sunny side eggs, so it automatically softens it a little bit.
The girl.
And then put the fucking turkey on the pan, fry it a little bit.
I like that.
Put the turkey on top.
Request something?
Secret sauce?
Would you record this process on your phone? We'll put it on the Patreon.
Sure, I'll record
it. That's beautiful. Okay.
Secret sauce? Secret sauce for the recipe? Chick-fil-A sauce.
Also, guys.
It's not really a secret sauce. It's somebody else's sauce.
I have great news for you two.
True.
I have great news for you two.
What's that?
I brought the razor. Both have to lose an eyebrow.
No.
What?
We haven't done our fucking thing.
You both skipped the game.
Oh, they had a bet.
I know, we didn't skip it. We're going to do it.
Both skipped it. You guys remember the terms.
No.
If one of you didn't show up, you would lose an eyebrow.
We didn't.
Neither one of you showed up.
I knew he wouldn't. I knew he... Look, I...
Connor and I sat in the Discord, and we waited for one of you to get online and be ready.
No, look, we don't even know what the game is yet.
Yes, we do.
I thought it was Call of Duty.
It's Call of Duty.
Which one?
How do I know?
You said Warzone.
I don't even know which one it is.
You're losing an eyebrow, both of you.
No, I do not. I refuse. I will kill myself.
They're not going
to shave. I will kill myself before I have to go home without an eyebrow. Look, I knew.
How long does an eyebrow take?
I was like, for once in my life, I'm not going to take initiative and see what happens. Yeah. And look what happened. Hassan didn't say shit about it.
I'm still down to do it.
I'm down to do it, too.
This has just been a somewhat tumultuous and hectic
it's
week.
It's been a hectic week for both of us.
Yeah, for Austin, for sure. It's been real hectic for
him.
I
was trying to think of that L.
I was down to do it on fucking... I was down to do it on Sunday. You escaped. You literally ran away.
I had to go home quickly.
Yeah, okay. He ran away and went home.
I needed to go...
And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll play you from home. I was like, sure,
I've
fine.
I've got two beautiful cats at home, and they're missing me. And I think one has a
weight... I still think there should be a punishment.
One has a weight problem.
Cutie, do you think there should still be a punishment?
Yeah, let me hit them both in the face.
Yeah, do it.
Oh!
Hit me in the face.
I have to like make a thing out of it.
Just to wind up.
I gotta.
Okay, come on.
No, this is a bad angle.
Come on.
No, it's she's bad got angle. Like no.
that. Hit me, bitch.
Don't talk to me like you talk to your twin. To be
some punitive measure.
I think that's fair. As a as an impartial observer,
yep.
who's just parachuting into this,
yep.
some minor penance must be paid.
I
don't think you need to lose the eyebrow, but something has
I
to happen.
I think I know what it is.
What is it?
Hassan must go with you to a gay bar.
Yes.
And you have to go to Hassan with Hassan to a meeting of the Democratic Socialists in Los Angeles. And
he would like that.
No, I don't
three
like
hours
that.
Of TARS policy
like
talk.
I would love that.
You have to get up like and that. Speak to him.
I would totally
yeah, he
that.
Loves it. You're, this is everything
this
you
is
love.
My shit. Yeah. Are you kidding me? This is all in my wheelhouse. Hassan's the one getting punished. He don't want to go to a gay bar.
That's true.
I really right. wanted to know my L of the week, but I can't remember.
We're at time, ladies and gentlemen. No, we'll have to find week. Out next time. Ladies and gentlemen, Stavros, what a guest. And please.
Thank you, guys.
I said it earlier. Go
watch
see
this goddamn movie.
The movie.
Go see the movie.
Yes. What's the name?
Let's start a call.
What's the date?
October 25th.
And we're all going to be there.
Everyone's going to be there. Everyone's going to be there.
Peace.
No, that's the- oh.